Greetings, it's Dr. Burnett, publishing pusher, the all-in-body place of encouragement, cultural empowerment. Weekly, she'll engage conversations with entrepreneurs and creatives. And these insightful interviews are designed to help us build our businesses, respective brands, ourselves, and to hopefully propel us to that next level of greatness. Big Boss. So with no time to waste time, it's officially go time.
Hi, everyone. Wow, we are in our fourth week here on Dr. Annette Publishing Pusher Podcast. And this is the place where we come to have conversations and chat and just get to find out about the great people who come to the platform. Today, I am excited that Lakeisha Mosley, the radio TV personality, is here with us. She is moving and shaking out here in different platforms in the kingdom. And I wanted to bring her to you today so that you would get to meet her. And some of you have seen her before, but if you haven't, make sure that you connect with Lakeisha Mosley. The Lakeisha Mosley Show. I'm sure she got some other shows that she's going to tell us about on today too. But that one I know for sure because that's where I first met her and interviewed her on her first book that she has revised and done great things since then. So welcome, Lakeisha.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. West. I'm so excited to be here, honestly. It's been so long, but it's right on time.
I know. It's like a blessing when you already know someone. So it's like a family reunion.
Yes, absolutely.
So I feel like it's a family reunion today. And so I know we have a lot that you're going to share with us because that's what happens when you're out here moving and shaking. You are doing massive things out here. One of the things a couple of things we talk about on this show, what book authors are doing, how they're growing their businesses, what type of entrepreneurial aspects they are working with, as well as what they are doing in the kingdom. So when you think about entrepreneurship, entrepreneur and kingdom building, what do you think about for yourself as this woman who is out here doing things?
Yes, I love that question, Dr. West. Honestly, I love the fact that I have a mission just to really reach, you know, the young people and definitely our amazing Black queens, you know, definitely for them to continue to know who they are and whose they are. And definitely for them to understand themselves, know they have a dream and know they have a passion for them to really light up in the world. And I've been on that mission for so many years, just really wanting them to elevate themselves. And I'm so glad about that. And I'm able to do that in my book writing and just in my speaking and just really in my ministry moving ahead. So I'm so excited about that, Dr. West.
I like that you mentioned who your targeted audience is. I know you do deal with varied people, but it's good for us to have a target audience when we start out. So you're talking to the Black and brown girls, but all girls can be a part of this. And sometimes, fellas, y'all can step on up in here too, okay? Depending on what's at the table. So Lakeisha, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with doing some of the things that you're working out here?
Yes, you know, I started out pretty much just self-publishing my first book, you know, and it's the How to Get Unstuck. And I began to really just understand that I really need to get that out there some way. I didn't know any information about it. I just knew I need to write about it because it was something that was really bubbling up in the inside of me, just really crying out for wisdom, crying out for information and knowledge. And I just felt the Holy Spirit just talking to me and just letting me know, listen, why don't you just go ahead for it and just keep writing whatever is the thing in your heart. And I just began to write. And I began to write this whole manuscript on how you can be in a cage and be in prison and in your mind and really just be in a place where you don't know where to go, but you know that you need to go somewhere, but there is something inside of you that is really, really wounded, you know? So I began to write about it. Pretty much I'm writing about it to God and I'm really talking to him, just letting him know that there's something that needs to happen here. So it started out with that. And I just really became an author when it came to that. And I began to really just create an audience really of other people that felt the same way that I felt. come to know, I realized that most people felt the same way. And it wasn't just the young, it was people that were middle-aged, older, young, everyone pretty much felt that same way, men and women. And I began to understand that, you know, I definitely need support here. So I began to just connect with others that were able to help me to continue to really pull the resources, what God had for me, into a platform. And I began to connect when it comes to a podcast. One of my amazing friends, his name is Jerry Worswide, and he began to tell me just how I can begin to just talk about those things that I want in a podcast form. So I began to do that, and that evolved into so much more, where I began to have a brand, began to connect with others that felt the same way. So that's really how it started, Dr. West. Honestly, it's been a great journey. It's been something that has evolved even more to bigger than what I thought could then happen. And I'm just so thankful God has continued to move forward in my life, for sure.
Yeah, that's really, really great. And you know, as we are on this journey, we connect with some really powerful people who can help us move forward. So Lakeisha's talking about Jerry Royce Live. He has the Power XXL Christian Media Network, and how you get to know people and you get connected. This is a part of our marketing ourselves out here to make our presence known. So Lakeisha, you talk about the title of your book is called How to Get Unstuck. And I know you wrote this book several years ago, but you also revamped the entire book a few years ago. And the title is now How to Get Unstuck, Confused to Focus. Sometimes we are confused when we start out, but then we gain our focus. And, you know, I actually thought about your book as I was thinking about a Bible character. And you tell me if this resonates. I was thinking about the prodigal son in the Bible, who through his own power got himself in a deep, dark place in his life. So he was confused. He was in a mess, but yet he gained some focus. How do you think? And his focus was that he realized that the mess that he was in, when he looked up, he remembered his father. And he said, even the slaves, the people that work for my father, live better than I'm living in this pig pen. So how can you, do you see how to get unstuck in that, and how we have to look forward or reach up to move on?
Yes, absolutely. I really love that analogy, honestly, because the prodigal son is a lot of us. We all feel that way when we can't really receive a resolution because we're like stuck maybe in a position of employment, stuck in a relationship that is broken, maybe stuck in any connections, you know, with your family and friends or just with yourself. And you just don't know how to get out. And I began to understand, just like the prodigal son, you know, when he began to really look up and realize that my God is still here with me, and then my father has just really always sheltered me and gave me everything that I needed, I realized I probably need to really just slow up, pause, and really reset my own self. And I really get me to understand who I am, and then began to move forward in that way. And I love the prodigal son, and just anyone else out there listening, all of us have gotten that place where we are stuck in place and we don't know what to do, but it's all of us that's been there. But one thing about God's grace is always ever there. It's always there. He's there to be there for you without a doubt. He's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. And when you understand that, you become powerful and you begin to realize just how great and powerful that you can move forward in your purpose. It doesn't matter what happened. Look at it as a little bruise that you can clean up. I promise you, you continue to understand that those are just lessons that you learn. You didn't fail forever. God always gives us grace. God always gives us a resolution. And when you realize that, that's how you're able to move forward and take all that understanding that you're still learning one day at a time. And that's really what I feel about that, Dr. West, honestly, that we're all able to continue to build. And that's what my books are about. It's a self-help platform, always giving people resources to understand, listen, if you feel like you're in a funk, if you feel like you can't go anywhere, you actually can. You just need a reboost. You need a reminder of just how powerful you really are. And all of us really do need that. And when you remember that and really walk in your genius within that, because I feel that everyone is a genius, you can continue to move forward one day at a time. So that's what I have to say about that. Amen.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, my mind is always something popping into it. So I was thinking of the song by Donnie McClurkin that says, "We fall down, but we get up." So you're saying, yeah, you might get in that place sometimes, but you don't have to stay in that place. While you're in that place, you might have to refocus, reprocess, refresh your thinking. And sometimes getting stuck is not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No, you know what? It's not a bad thing. And one thing about what you just said, Dr. West, when we actually realize that and understand that, you know, thank goodness that you're in a place where, you know, you understand that you need the Lord, you need support, and you're not by yourself, because a lot of times we get in this funk and we think that we have to figure it out by ourselves. When we need to rely on the Lord, we need to rely on other people to help us, assist us, because that's how God wanted us to. God wanted us to connect with people. God wanted us to really engage in that fellowship. And when we have that in mind, we're able to really process our walk in a great way. Somebody is brilliant at mathematics. Somebody is brilliant at being an artist. Somebody is brilliant at, you know, actually just, you know, at the arts and crafts or track and field, whatever it is. That's how God created us, right? So when you realize your genius and what you're great at, and then that person's genius and what they're great at, you're able to work together, then you're able to do great things moving forward ahead. So I had to realize that myself, because I was not created to do everything. Sometimes we think we are ready to do that, but we realize that that is not the process. God wanted us to definitely connect with each other. Collaborations is what we're supposed to build on. And that's how I'm able to do my platform, honestly. And when I realized that, and I hope other people do that too, that's when you're able to do great things moving forward ahead. You're able to get rest, you're able to relax, and able to actually do your purpose.
I love that word, purpose. You have to learn your purpose, because none of us know what our purpose is when we first start out. We're confused, we're stuck, you know, but in time we start progressing forward. And even Lakeisha, in your book, you talk about how you got stuck. You weren't always stuck, but you got stuck in a time capsule in life, and how you had to rethink some things to move forward. You had to learn some new ways. And that's why, like you say, that your book is a self-help book. So listen, if you all need some assistance and you don't want to go to counseling right now, you're not ready to go to a coach right now, then get the book, How to Get Unstuck. You're confused and you need to get focused, then get a copy of the book. It's a very easy, I can tell y'all, I helped with the second round of this. It's a very easy read. Very simplified for you. So yeah, get a copy. I'll say that. Get a copy. So Lakeisha, in respect to your book, how are you moving it in localities right now? Where is your book besides your own platform? Do you have your books now in any stores or libraries? How is that going?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for asking that. I have my books in the libraries. I have my books actually being featured on different platforms, on radio stations. I have my books also being collected with other people in their particular ministries. You know, they're able to, different platforms of their resources, their teachers, their business owners. I mean, I really realize it's connecting with people that I didn't realize that it connected with. They say, listen, I'm a man, and I know that you're a center focused on, you know, women, but I received wisdom out of this book. This book really helped me. So I really want to take this book and really take it to another level. I mean, you never know what's going to happen for you and what God is going to do. So honestly, my book is on so many different platforms outside of Amazon. So that's the great thing about it for me.
And, you know, one of the things you know, we always talk about having our niche audience, our target audience, the girls that you talk about. But since I've seen your book firsthand and you know what's in it from the beginning to the end, it's not a book about women. It just happens to be a part of your story and your journey that can benefit anybody that wants to read it. And so even though it's a self-help book, it's really a part of her memoir as well, even though it's not titled a memoir, because she talks a lot about herself. So this life application there, it's real examples of going through and rethinking and moving forward.
Yes, I'm totally transparent when it comes to the book. And that's one thing that I really began to talk about and I minister on. I literally tell people, I say, listen, you got to be authentic. you really have to be authentic. Let me tell you why. You got to be authentic with yourself. And when you are true to yourself, you're able to reach heights to other people that are really need that assistance. Because if you're not really healed in places that are reaching those people, it's really going to keep people confused. You know, when you're not being real, it's like, we're still trying to wonder who you are if you're not being authentic. And sometimes it feels bad because you're opening up on things that, you know, you feel that, you know, shouldn't have happened, or maybe feel like you failed. But I say you will change the way you're wording. You'll begin to understand you didn't fail. That was just some experience and lessons that you had to learn to grow. You had to understand yourself. Your character began to elevate. You began to understand just your authentic spirit, and you began to minister to people that you didn't realize you ministered. People are going to call you, connect with you, and say, this something about you. You said some things that really blessed my life. And now I really want to know God in a different level because of what you said. I feel that I'm not by myself. I feel that somebody resonates with me and connects with me. You would never know who you're touching. And when I realized that, when I got those kind of calls and those kind of connections, that made me feel, wow, God, look at you. I don't feel any type of bad, any way bad at all, because I realize I'm not by myself. Because I feel like the enemy is real big on always trying to make you feel like you're by yourself. Oh yeah, you're the only one out there dealing with this. You're a mess up. Of course, we already know he's the liar of lies, right? And so when you realize that, you put him in his place and you begin to look at God to continue on your journey, your person, your mission. So that's truly what I do, for sure.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm going to say one last thing about the falling. As I'm listening to you talking, I hear you saying that just because you fall doesn't mean that you have to break. You know, you could drop something, doesn't mean it breaks.
Yes.
So we can fall. We can go through some things, but it doesn't mean that we are broken. Doesn't mean that we have to stay there and stay that way. So that's what I love about Lakeisha's book is, yeah, you got there, but you don't have to stay there. Yeah, you got there, but there's a better way. Yeah, you got there, but we can look forward to something better. And then guess what? After you start looking forward, then you start have to applying yourself to moving forward. So Lakeisha, in the word of moving forward, share with us how you have been moving forward. What are some of the things that you are doing in your entrepreneurial aspects out here? And also, what are you doing in the kingdom? Is it inclusive?
Yes, it definitely is inclusive. And honestly, it's a great platform that, you know, God just really created. I already knew that it was going to happen for me. And I really didn't really realize that I was in a place that I can actually do what I'm doing. I'm in a place where I'm able to go on the radio and I'm able to minister and really talk to people who are able to understand just my journey, understand how they can continue to move forward on. So pretty much I'm speaking about, you know, just the person that has fallen, the person that actually feels like they can't, you know, build again, that they have been outcast from the church, from your community, from your family, all those people. And I know for a fact that when I speak to them on my platform, on my radio station, I began to talk to them and let them know just the journey to understand that, you know, you just need to understand that you are called to do anything. That if you understand that, you will begin to understand that your story, others need to hear. So I began to talk about their stories and I began to talk about, you know, those different issues that they had and how the highlights, look at you now. You didn't die. You're still here. I promise you, there's something that's great about you that others need to hear. Somebody need to hear whatever road that you've been through, because I promise you, somebody's going to pick that up and they're going to realize that they can continue to move forward. So that's what I do consistently each and every day.
So Lakeisha, I know I've been following you for quite a while and you do coaching and counseling as well. What do you think when you think about being stuck and trying to get unstuck? Share with us maybe one thing that could help someone from the coaching and counseling perspective to start this process of moving from being stuck forward.
Yes, this is a great question. One thing that I had to really realize is that you don't have to be a certain person. You don't have to be a certain age. You don't have to look a certain way. You don't have to actually have a whole family that is a multimillionaire. You can just be yourself. So one thing that I'll tell people, it doesn't matter where you're going, where you've been. It just matter where you're at right now. Just accept you for who you are and understand that you have something within you that is truly meaningful. God created you for a reason. So it's just you needing to understand that you can continue to build out of any kind of funk, and you can give it out of any kind of mold that you think that you have to be in, but you can break out so your genius can go forward. So in my counseling, I pretty much call it pursuit the purpose, to understand there's a pursuit for you to go into, begin to figure out what you are called to do. Cause it's something that you do so great. Like you, if you are a baker and if you do it effortlessly, that's a great talent. If you are somebody out there that just loves to sing and it's just easy, or you know, in your room and you're just singing for no reason at all, that's the gift. If you are somebody that's out there that is just really being a great mentor to somebody and just connected with them, it could be on the soccer field, it could be on a sports field, whatever, that's like a gifting there. And I began to really, for them to calculate their gifts and talents and begin to understand what they are. Definitely, we can continue to evolve from there, understand your gifting, understand your characteristics of those things, and begin to understand what you are really gifted at from a few conversations. And we'll begin to build, you know, a strategy for you to have a connection to, for you to build for moving forward in your purpose that's already within you. And for you to begin to love yourself, to understand that you can continue to move forward every day. So that's pretty much what I start off with. And that's a great way. So many people that really left the ministry, they got divorced, you know, for some reason, I'm not sure, whatever it was, or they got disconnected from family and they thought they were lost. They can build again. And I began to tell them, I said, no, you can build again. You just have a story. So just understand to forgive those, anybody that connected with you that pretty much really made you feel a certain type of way, but you could always understand that you have gifting within you. You can continue to evolve and move forward. So that's always been a benefit. And those amazing clients of mine have really been able to really receive so much resource and reassurance, and they continue to elevate in their own path and their own business moving forward ahead.
I love it. And in your book, Lakeisha, you gave affirmations.
Yes.
How important is it for us, or do you think it is important for us, to have at least an affirmation that we speak to ourselves all the time, or seek to pull in a daily affirmation?
Yes, I love this question. So one thing I would tell people, you listen, I'm unapologetically a Christian and I'm not pushing that on you. But one thing about God has created us to always speak great things about ourselves. And he always tells us, listen, one thing that he's a great teacher. He always says, I am statements. I am God. And he wants us to begin to repeat that to ourselves. You are great. You are wonderful. You are magnificent. You have to begin to tell yourself that. And it's so important to have those affirmations of telling yourself that each day, you know, so you can build the momentum for that year for yourself. You can build your self-confidence. You can have reassurance in yourself, and you can continue to move forward whatever you're doing in your life, moving your journey. So affirmations is a must, and it was vital for, you know, everything that I do. So I always have that at the end of my books, which is great. It's just a really great tool and resource that really reminds people of really, really how great you are.
You know, Lakeisha, in your book, you talked about one of the statements that you said was, we each must embrace our truth daily. Does truth change, or do circumstances change?
Yes, so truth does not change, but circumstances change. So one thing about it is, if you know the truth, and you know that, you can always rely on that. So circumstances are going to change each and every day. You have no control over that. But one thing about it is, you already know the truth is real, and you can always rely on that and continue to build that within your mind and your mindset. Mindset is huge for me. You have to begin to build that. You know, it's one thing about it. We have to understand that a great example is, we do have our degrees, right? Let's just say if you have a degree. Yeah, you got this platform of your degree, but you have to continue to refine that degree information resources you got, right? So you have to keep continue to study on that and continue to understand and remember those things that you were taught in your school. So you have to continue to remind yourself of who you are and whose you are, and, you know, just really connect back with yourself. So that's okay. All of us have to do it. I have to continue to do that to myself each and every day. I have to say to myself, Keisha, you are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are amazing. And it's like, wow, I said this yesterday. Don't you remember it? I have to continue to say that all the time to make sure to remind myself, because I want to make sure that that's a consistent momentum that is built within myself and always works. And it really is reassuring for myself to know how great God made somebody great. To remind myself, because that's how God feels about you, smiling all ear to ear about you.
Amen. Oh, I love it. I love it. So when we talk about embracing our truth, recognizing who we are, I was thinking about the word, and I know you mentioned it a few times in your book also, authentic, our authentic self, taking action to meet our needs, because I think sometimes we're trying to meet everybody else's needs. And sometimes I think we get lost in the sauce when we do that and we don't know who we are. What do you say?
Yes, we have to begin to understand, to cultivate, you know, the reassurance of who we are and understand that, you know, a lot of times I believe as parents, you may not be a parent, but I'm a parent, you know, when parents, we want to meet the needs for our children. We can just do everything. If they get a boo-boo, we want to make sure to wipe it off, make sure to clean it with alcohol and peroxide and put the Band-Aid on it and everything, make sure it's good. But one thing about it, that's a great thing. But God wants you to make sure you understand yourself and begin to elevate with yourself to understand. Like we say when we go on the airplane, you know, we always say, put your mask on first, make sure it's secure, and then assist somebody else. That is something that's great. Great reminder. God wants us to make sure that we are cultivated, that we are secure, that we are healthy within ourselves and our mindset. Because if we're not healthy and we're not secure, we are no good for anybody else. And we have to continue to understand that we have to make sure to self-love and always calculate those things for yourself first and meet those needs. Because I promise you, as you cultivate yourself, begin to reassure yourself, it's going to be a momentum. People are going to catch on it and they're going to be close and connected to you, because when they see you, they're going to say, "Ooh, this girl's light is so fire and it's so bright. Oh my goodness, I got to get to know her, what she's got going on," right? So we got to do that, make sure to do it for ourselves, because when we are not our best and we are not feeling great, we're not really being a service of anybody else. So we have to make sure we have to rely on that and self-love to make sure to encourage ourselves authentically.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's rich. So Lakeisha, as we are thinking about our affirmations and we're thinking about focusing on ourselves, where we are, maybe in our stuck place, and wanting to move forward, do you think, I know we talk about the affirmations, but do you think that just any affirmation will do, or do you think it must be specific to what is going on in your world and your life? And I thought about this because I don't know if you remember, it's been some years, but Joel Osteen used to have an affirmation and it used to say something like, I am who God says I am. I can be who God says I can be. But what if you don't believe that? Should you still say the affirmation if you're not quite sure? Will it make a difference? Will it begin to take hold? What do you think?
Yes, I love that. It's a great question. I believe that you should still do it. Because thing about it is, as you continue to do it, it's going to catch something within your spirit. It's going to really light a light within you, and you'll begin to understand God even more. You'll begin to ask questions on how to understand God and how the creation loves you so much. And when you begin those affirmations, I promise you, the connection is going to be reassuring. The people are going to connect to you to let you know even more about God and more about understanding Him. And when I tell you, you're going to open the Bible and open the scriptures, you're going to begin to resource even more information about God as you continue to positively give those affirmations to yourself. So this thing about it, it's the Bible is a living organism. It is something that everyone needs to understand, that this is a living process of understanding truly who God is. And as you continue to read it and continue to say those things that you are about yourself, it's going to be so reassuring for you. And it's going to be so great for you and your family and anyone that's connected to you, for surely.
So as we, y'all see, I'm stuck on this affirmation thing, because this is a, you know, as Christians, this is a walk where we need to understand who we are and how we're moving. And so I was just thinking about affirmations. The more we say those, even if we're not quite sure when we start, first of all, an affirmation must be something that's positive. It must be something that builds up. Am I correct, Lakeisha?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has to be a positive affirmation, and there's a difference. And I tell people, listen, there's things out there that, you know, are said that are not positive. They're not reassuring of you, because you got to be watchful of what the words that are coming out your mouth. So you have to say things that are great. That's going to be a benefit to you. Say that you're excellent. Say that you're great, that you're beautiful, that you can do anything. Say those things versus things that are saying that you're worth nothing. You're not good. You're not talented. You're nothing. You really are a bad person. Why would you continue to say that about yourself? Because it doesn't make sense, because that is not who you are. It's not reassuring. First of all, I'll say it doesn't feel good. Measure it by the feeling too. The feeling means something, because when I say I'm excellent and I'm wonderful, I feel so great. And it feels really bad when I say that I'm not good. I can't do anything. And this is not working. It's a totally different vibration. It's really something that all of us need to understand. And as you continue to recalculate those things, you'll be able to speak positive about yourself for sure.
You know, in your affirmations, one of the things you talked about is how affirmations help us. And one of the things that you said in there was that that affirmations activate the power within and through our subconsciousness. And I was reading something not too long ago, and it said, your mind doesn't know if it's positive or negative. It just grabs a hold of whatever you decide to think. What do you say, Lakeisha?
Absolutely. It's so true. See, your words are so powerful. You have to understand that you are creating your own reality. You're really creating your environment. So when you say positive words to yourself, it works. But if you say negative words to yourself, that works too. So you create everything. So it really benefits you to speak something that is going to work out for you, because if you have to understand that the words that you ever come, whatever comes out of your mouth is creating something, yeah. Always creating something. Now, if that's a benefit for you, or it may be not a benefit for you, but it is creating something. So you have to be very assured of what you want to continue to create, because well, words out of your mouth are very powerful. I promise you it is. So think about the things that you said for the last maybe day or so, and just reflect on it and say, wow, everything that I'm saying really is what I created a couple of days ago. And, you know, and it's just something that we need to really understand. So just being mindful about those things, and mindful of understanding that we are truly creating our day-to-day process each and every day. So it behooves you to speak something positive for yourself, so you can continue to create the legacy and the platform that you want.
Love it, love it. And so what I hear you saying is our negative thoughts bring our dark thoughts. If we have a dark cloud over us, then we move in that dark cloud. A part of that makes us exhausted all the time, makes us feel depressed all the time. Whereas when we speak positive and positivity over our lives, it gives us energy. It lifts us up. It brightens our eyes. And we see this. I know you've seen it with people when you first start coaching and counseling them, and they're stuck. There, you can see the darkness. You can hear the darkness. But as they begin to grab a hold of the positivity, you begin to see them developing, and the renewal is beginning to take place.
Absolutely. So one thing that I always pretty much look at my clients, I began to really look at what they've always said that they wanted. So I always say, listen, what do you want to accomplish? You know, just in your process and your sessions with me, what do you want to your goals? So I began to pretty much watch them and pretty much rewatch whatever patterns that they're processing with each day by exactly the words that are coming out of their mouth, and definitely their results as far as what they asked for me and what they wanted to achieve. you know, it really shows me if they have been positively thinking, if they have been positively just really talking to themselves, if they or if they have been negative. You know, pretty much it's really easy, pretty much easy that way. Honestly, I believe we are sometimes our own critic, as we say, if we really want those words that are coming out of our mouth, and it's like, oh goodness, oh yeah, this was a bad day today. I am feeling bad. I just do not think as great. This is really just bad. Just a really bad day. I am this really positive, negative things that happened in my body is really just really getting old. It's really something that's really a harboring on my life. Well, wow. Okay. So you didn't have to really just really, you know, say anything else. I can just see it by the words and the actions of what you're having in your life. So it's important for us to definitely change that around, do a little tune up, and definitely be mindful of the words and by the things that they're saying, because we really create our results. And definitely just think about the emotions, think about the things that are happening, you know, if you are speaking things that are positive. So it's very true.
So listen, everybody, we're getting ready to come to a close here, but you can tell that Lakeisha has several, believe it, her book is not just about affirmations. I just zoned in on that particular area from her book, but she talks about several different areas that will be beneficial to you. And most definitely you want to get a copy of her book. And I said, don't just get a copy for you, get a copy for someone else. You all go through it and dialogue back and forward, get a group of people, men, you can do it too. Get a group of people together and go through the book and talk about it and discuss it. You don't have to do it as a Bible study. Just everybody do their part with it and then come back and that particular chapter, you discuss it, because then you get varied perspectives and some of those things may be beneficial to you that you can hear from others and how they're going through the same thing as well. So you'll get Lakeisha's portion in the story, and as you engage with others, you will get their insight as well. So Lakeisha, we're at the end of our time together, and we could have talked a lot longer, y'all. We really could have, but we are thankful for the opportunity that we did have today. And we'll be bringing Lakeisha back again to talk about some other things. But Lakeisha, what would you like to share with the listeners to just give them a little empowerment until they get that book that they're going to offer, and then tell them how they can order the book?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. West. What I will tell you all to understand that you are created for great things. Understand that everything that you are going through in life is okay, because God has you here for a reason and for a purpose. You are listening to me right now because there's something in need that's in you. And you probably have been researching that, how positive can I be? I don't think I can do this. I don't think this is for me, but I promise you it is. I promise you that God has you in the ball of his hand, and he wants you to always achieve for greatness. Always know that everything is meant for you. Always know that you can be resilient and that God is always by your side to make sure that you grow. So continue to always grow. Understand to persevere and know that we are here for a reason and we are always doing this together. So God is for you. I'm here for you. And I truly love you. And I'm looking forward to talking to you very soon. Be gracious. Be love. Always walk in love.
And so tell them how they can get a copy of your book, Lakeisha.
Yes. So you can actually go to my book website, LakeishaMosley.com. That's LEKEISHA.com. And definitely for all the resources we have on my Linktree, and definitely on the connections on my radio show, and definitely on my podcast show.
Thank you again, Lakeisha Mosley. This is Lakeisha Mosley. She is a television, radio personality, podcaster. She's got a lot of things out here. She is coaching and counseling in the kingdom as well. So if you want to reach out to her, please do. She will be a great resource, a great ear as well. And again, Lakeisha Mosley, thank you so much for being on the Dr. Annette Publishing Pusher podcast today. We just had a little chat. Thanks again, Lakeisha.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Dr. Annette's Chat Podcast, brought to you by John A. Publishing. Be sure to stay tuned in for future conversations and engagements. Check out the website, johnapublishing.org, and subscribe to this show on your preferred podcast app. Shout out to 95 for the production. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.